From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. WNYT-TV is reporting consumers of unpasteurized raw milk from Churchtown Dairy in Hudson are being warned it could be contaminated with listeria. The New York State Department of Agriculture and Markets Commissioner issued a warning about the milk July 31st after recent samples tested positive for listeria monocytogenes. Churchtown is now banned from selling the milk until additional testing is done and the results show it is free of the bacteria. Anyone who bought the milk is advised to dispose of it and call 518-851-2042. And you can read the full story at WNYT.com. NewHudsonNews.com is reporting the intention of the newly established political group Democratic Women of Hudson Valley is to recruit more women to run for office in the region. The group's president, Mickey Morgano, said there are simply not enough women running for elective office in the valley. Morgano said women are often active behind the scenes but need to step up and run. She said the group's number one objective is to raise the funds needed for these campaigns. The group has been recognized by the New York State Federation of Democratic Women, which is under the auspices of the New York State Democratic Party. And you can read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media an informational session to discuss a proposed community solar project in Hudson will be held next week. The plan calls for a new solar farm to power the city's municipal buildings and streetlights. The solar-generated energy supply would also be available to private residents and businesses. East Light Partners of Dover Plains will lead the presentation, hosted by 4th Ward Alderman Rich Volo. Volo said the proposal could save the city 10% or $36,000 a year on its electric bills. The meeting will be held in the community room of the Hudson Area Library, 51 North 5th Street, beginning at 6:30 p.m. on Monday, August 5th. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Times Union is reporting the management of the Albany Symphony Orchestra and the Albany Musicians Association, the union representing the orchestra's players, have reached an agreement on a 4-year contract. The collective bargaining agreement ratified by the members July 22nd gives musicians increases in pay rates for rehearsals and concerts, per diems, mileage reimbursement, and the guaranteed number of rehearsals and concerts in a season. The agreement also stipulates changes in required rehearsals and concert conditions that will, and I quote, support artistic quality, end quote, according to an announcement from the ASO. And in a first for an ASO contract, the new agreement formally addresses education and community engagement activities orchestra members have long participated in, as well as an addendum that affirms the commitment to the, and I quote, importance of diversity, equity, and inclusion, end quote. And you can read that full story in the Times Union. David Robinson, Chad Arnold, and Frank Esposito are reporting for LowHUD.com on the flood of opioid pain pills that flooded New York during a 7-year stretch and led to the ongoing epidemic of addiction and overdose deaths. According to data from the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration, the wave of prescription painkillers hit communities hard in Hudson Valley, the Finger Lakes, and the Southern Tier. Greene County received an average of 40.1 pills per person per year, which put it among the top 10 counties statewide from 2006 to 2012. During that same period, Ulster County received 34 pills per person, and Columbia had 31.6 pills per person. The data showed Niagara and Sullivan counties had the highest averages at about 51 and 50 pills per person, respectively. The pills were widely distributed despite being monitored by authorities and others legally required to track prescription drugs. John Coppola, the executive director of the state's alcoholism and substance abuse providers, said, and I quote, "The whole thing is shocking. Every aspect of it is shocking," end quote. Coppola said the number of pills in each community combined with the various channels necessary to obtain them points to a larger problem. Coppola said, and I quote, you fundamentally have to come to the conclusion that this is not about bad people who are sneaking out in the woods and stuffing a bunch of meds in their mouth. This is about people who were prescribed into addiction, prescribed into overdose, end quote. Some of the highest concentrations of pills hit hard swaths of the Midwest and Appalachia, where many counties receive between 100 and 200 pills per person per year, according to the Washington Post. And you can read the full story at LoHUD.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.